Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon edition of iMac with your host, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Willie Boy, William Rameau. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, McCorley? What's up, everybody?
Yes, so welcome, guys, to a special edition of Sunday afternoon. Me and Will switch time slots. Will hosted his show, Sports Urban Legend, last night on my time slot, and today I'm taking over his. So, you know, I'm looking forward to having some fun today. Look forward to talk about sports, entertainment, and just have some fun. And that song you just heard is from the movie Drive, which was released last year. And it's called College. It's called Real Heroes, featuring, it's College featuring Electric Youth. And you can go online, go to YouTube, and you can listen to the music video. Again, from the movie Drive, and it's a great movie. I was telling Will, it's the closest thing that we'll get to having a GTA or Driver movie. So you got to watch that. It's currently on my top 10 list of greatest movies of all time, I think. So if you haven't seen it yet, you guys need to watch it. It's currently on Netflix. So go online, watch that. It stars Ryan Gosling, and he's a good actor. So good movie. Yeah. I picked. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off, man.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that you should come out with a top 10 favorite movies of all time list soon.
Yeah, I should, right? Mm-hmm. It's definitely up there now since I've seen it. I've already seen it a couple of times now. And it's every time when I watch it, I think, man, this is a fucking great movie. it did good in the box office when it was released, so it's a really good movie.
Yeah, I remember when it came out. It looked like a good movie, but I never saw it yet. But
you gotta see that, man.
Nah, I definitely gotta see it, for real.
Yeah, see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the soundtrack, it has, like, the music has a feel like 80s. It feels like an 80s movie, and also the music feels like music from the 80s also. You know, it's just great, you know, the action, the scenes, the dialogue. It's great overall. Up there with some of the other violent movies I like Scarface and Godfather. It's up there. But like I said in the intro, taking over Will's time slot today, Sunday edition of IMAC. Currently, I was watching the Giant game. They're taking on the New Orleans Saints. And right now, they're leading the game 21-14, actually. Sorry, they're up by 8 points. So it's a really close game right now. Hopefully, Giants can seal the deal in the second half and close them bums out.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause don't they call themselves bums or something? Right? Is that their nickname or something?
Maybe, I don't know. I know the Brooklyn Dodgers used to call them, they used to call them damn bums.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. It was the Dodgers. Right. I'm getting my teams confused. Dodgers.
I think they had a catcher during their championship run. I mean, they might
who
know that? Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You remember. I was just, yeah.
Who that? That's right. Well, who that? Them bums. Same thing. Close, right? I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope they lose today, so. My Giants have to, you know, win this division and go to the playoffs and, you know, do business like they always do. So hopefully they win this game, but we'll see. I'll keep you up to date on that.
Yeah.
So, Will, I thought today, since it's a Sunday afternoon edition of IMAC, maybe we could play – I haven't played this game in a long time on the show. Maybe we could play a special game. Do you know what game that is?
What would that be, my friend?
You wouldn't know? I haven't played in a long time on the show.
Oh, wait, I think I know. The Do Date Marry one?
Correct! America's favorite game show, Do, Date, or Marry. It's been like months since I played this game with you, Will. I think probably earlier this year sometime I played it with you last.
You definitely did.
So you know the deal. I give you three women, And out of those three women, you tell me who you want to date, who you want to do, and who would you marry. And you could only assign one of those to each woman. So let's get started. I'm going to give you three women. And I'll go first. I'll tell you who I would do, date, and marry, and you tell me yours. So here's the three. Yes, you know, Saturday nights, right? We used to always watch The New Girl. We'd watch the replay from earlier that week.
Yep, that's true.
Well, since we haven't seen it in a while, and I know Olivia Munn is on there, I'm going to give you the three hottest girls on that show right now. Olivia Munn, Zooey Deschanel,
and Hannah Simone.
And Hannah Simone. Out of those three girls, who would you do? Who would you date? And who would you marry? I'll go first. I would do Olivia Munn. I would date Zooey Deschanel. And I would marry Hannah Simone. Now your turn.
What? I could see myself, you know, marrying any of these girls, but I'd have to agree with you. I mean, Olivia Munn, I mean, there's rumors that she has attitude problems.
Yeah, that's why I fucked the shit out of her, to like bang her senses, bang her into her senses, you know, make her a good girl again.
They seem like a, you know, marriage material. But, yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I'd say I definitely would marry Hannah Simone, because she seemed like the perfect package of out of the three. So I agree with
definitely.
Your order.
Hannah Simone's like, you could see marriage material all, written all over her face. Huh? Type of girl that you could make into a housewife. Have you cook dinner for you? You know, give you massages when you come home from work. And she seems like a down-to-earth kind of sporty girl also, you know? Like, I don't know if she's into sport, but she seems like it, you know? She'd be down to, like, don't bother you when you're watching an NFL game on Sunday afternoon.
And a girl fine like that, she could bother me during the game.
So we agree on that, then.
Yeah, we agree.
All right, you give me three girls now.
And I'm going to have to think.
Give me three hot girls. Want to do, date, or marry.
Give me a moment. How about you give me another three and I'll think of something.
Okay. This is a girl that I've noticed recently. Ever since I went to see, what's that movie, with the kids killing each other? What's that movie earlier this year with the kids killing each other?
That could be any movie. No, it is.
No, it was like a death, it was some kind of death game, just a survival game.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, right. Jennifer Lawrence. She's really hot. I really noticed her recently.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah, I'd bang the crap out of her.
I was talking about that before I actually did, before I turned it over to you.
Yeah. So Jennifer Lawrence. Let me see. Jennifer Lawrence. Pick two more other girls here. Okay, I got her. Jennifer Lawrence. Katy Perry, Mila Kunis. As those three girls, who would you do, who would you date, and who would you marry? Jennifer Lawrence, Katy Perry, Mila Kunis.
All right, here's mine right here. Marry Jennifer Lawrence because she seemed like the best out of the package.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the tour again? No, there was
Mila Kunis and Katy Perry.
Yeah, and they can't go wrong. I date Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and no, you know what? I'll do Katy Perry. I'll do Kunis. Pretty sure we'll disagree.
Wait, we repeat that? You say that again? You broke up a little bit.
That I'll New Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen. Mary Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, so you would marry Jennifer Lawrence. You would date Katy Perry, you said?
No, I'd date Mila Kunis.
Oh, you date her, and you would do Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to disagree on something. I would do Mila Kunis. As far as dating, I could date Katy Perry. I would date Katy Perry. I think she's dating material. I think she's just had guys who haven't really... She hasn't been compatible with. I would marry Jennifer Lawrence. So we agree on that. We would both marry Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, now your turn, Will. Give me three girls.
All right. Date or marry?
Do date or marry?
Demi Lovato. Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Or... Zoe Saldana, however you pronounce her name.
Oh, the black girl you're talking about, right?
Yeah, from Star Trek, and the movie.
Zoe Saldana. Who was the second girl?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Britney Spears, I'd just bang her, because I don't want to date or marry her. I do Britney Spears. I think I would date Demi Lovato, and I would marry Zoe Saldana. I don't think I could. Demi's, I heard, is pretty wild. She's had a wild past within the last year or so. So I don't know if I could marry her. So yeah, I would have to just date Demi Lovato and marry Zoe Saldana. What about you?
And see, we both agree on the Britney Spears one.
I'm
on the fence with I'm 50-50 on the Demi or Zoe. I mean, Demi does have he has had some mistakes. He could be over it.
Yeah.
What the heck? I'll date Zoe. I now marry Demi, if she's overcome her.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so let's do two more here. Let's do a crazy girl edition. Let's do Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, and Lindsay Lohan. Who would you date, do, or marry? Crazy girl edition. Lindsay Lohan, Nicki Minaj, and Rihanna.
Wow. Okay, let me see. All fine girls, but they all have their baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I wish I had the Jeopardy theme song to play. Wow, they're all on equal footing to me.
Yeah, but you gotta pick someone to do, you gotta pick someone to date, and pick someone to marry.
Fine, I'll do Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll date Humanize, and I'll marry Rihanna.
Okay, so you would do Lindsay, date Nicki, and marry Rihanna?
Yeah.
Not bad. Let me see what I would do here. Wow. Yeah, I'll definitely... Yeah, I would do... Just do Lindsay. Date. Yeah, I guess I'd have to just date. I'll date Nicki Minaj and marry Rihanna. Yeah, I would go your way. It's a tough one, but I would go that way. Because, Nikki, I mean, I could marry her, but then again, I don't know. She's like a little too crazy. Like,
she gets in the fight with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, being racist all the time. It's like, can't even go out on a date without her worrying that she's going to start controversy with somebody else.
Yeah. Rihanna, I mean, she has her own, she's crazy in her own way, too.
Worry
but...
about her exes, Chris Brown and Drake. Yeah. Who did she date? Lonnie or Kim? I think it was Kim, right?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, if I give her some good dick, she'll fall in love with me, so that's a good thing. I could see Rihanna changing, though. I could see her changing, you know? The other girls, I can't see them changing their ways.
Especially Lindsay.
Yeah, well, Lindsay will never change, so. All right, so that was a good one. One last one. All right. Pick a good one here. Kat Dennings. Kat Dennings. Emma Rossum.
Who's the third one?
Kat Dennings, Emma Rossum, and Katie Upton.
Damn.
Would you do, date, or marry? Kat Dennings, Emma Rossum, Kate Upton.
I'll see my girls with full personality. Fine. Tough one. I don't think I'm going to come up with a scenario. Paper versus rock. They all balance each other out.
Tough, man. Tough.
I don't mind doing any of these.
They're all good looking. They're all girls. They're all dream girls. Who would you date, do, or marry? Kate Upton, Emma Rossum, Kat Dennings. And I said Kat Dennings, not Kat Williams, so.
No. I'd have to forfeit this one if he was in the category.
No, just in case you didn't hear, you know.
Let me think. I think.
And I'm looking at pictures of Kat Dennings. Man, she has some big boobs. Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't mean to say the Lord's name in vain, but damn.
I think this is the toughest one you gave all day. They all seem like they have cool, you know, cool personalities. Seem like down to earth girls you could chill with.
Yeah. By the way, just a score update: Giants right now are beating up on the Saints. It's like 35-14 now, so they're giving them an ass whooping.
Just the way you like it.
Yeah, just the way they've done us when we played them at their stadium. Payback. Payback's a bitch.
Wow. I Kate Upton, but I don't know how, you know, intelligent she is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd have to say do her. Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Kat Dennings. And, I'll do Emily Rossum, and I'll marry Kat Dennings.
Okay. So you would marry Kat Dennings, you would date Emma Ross, and then just do Kate Upton.
Well, either way, I'd marry any of these three, but I guess, I don't know. I'll stick with my answer, even though
okay.
We'll disagree.
Yeah, we're going to disagree on this one. I would do, we'll agree on this one, this just one. I would do Kate Upton, for sure. Date, I would date Kat Dennings. Marry, I would have to marry Emma Rossum. He seems more level-headed than all the girls, like a down-to-earth, laid-back type of girl. You know, she doesn't have big boobies like the other two girls do, you know, but she's hot. So I would have to marry her. I'd have to marry her. She would be the one. What do you think of that?
Hey, you can't go wrong with either one you pick. Either combination can't go wrong.
Either way, it's pick your poison, you know? But Will, thank you again for playing Do, Date, or Marry, the world's greatest talk show. Giant game, Giants are leading 35-13. Looks like Giants are going to go on to win this game. They can hold on to this lead, which it looks like they will. So, Giants busting ass today. And your Jets won today, right, Will?
Oh, yeah. They won 17-10. Sanchez had a good he played the ball smartly. You know, he pretty much had the ground and pound working today.
Yeah.
But then again, this wasn't a great team anyway, so.
Yeah. Good win, though. You guys are still in the mix, even though chances of making the playoffs are slim, but you're still
very
in the mix.
Fun. Yeah, we got a lot of help today, so the playoff push is still technically alive, but they'll need to win out and need a lot of help.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know you'll talk about that next week when you're
yep. –
Sports Urban Legend Show returns here on Sunday, 6 p.m.
That's right.
Eastern time. And you guys can check my show out, my iMac, back at its normal time slot, Saturday night at 11 p.m. So for me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will, William Remote, check you out next week.